This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For more information, see jodcast.net.
And finally, I'm here with Natalie Sukshpek, who is presenting a poster about her work, which is entitled The Search for Rare Objects in UKIDS. So first of all, what's UKIDS?
It's a wide field near-infrared survey that goes deeper than TUMAS, so can detect fainter sources.
Okay. Is it done from space?
No, it's located in Hawaii.
Okay,
on
nice.
On top of Mauna Kea. So we got to go there and observe, which was very nice.
And these rare objects, what sort of things are they?
I'm looking for either objects that are very far away, like mm-hmm. very high redshift quasars,
yeah.
which would give us an idea about constraining the history of the universe or give us more information about reionization. But on the other hand, I also look for galactic objects that are very cool, because
okay.
they get picked out in the near infrared as well. I'm looking for Y brown dwarfs, which are the coolest brown dwarfs,
okay.
with temperatures between 300 and 500 Kelvin. And because the temperatures are so low, they're very close to the temperatures of exoplanets.
Okay.
So it could give us insight into the atmospheres of exoplanets.
Okay, that's awesome.
And then I'm also looking for ultra-cool white dwarfs, which are the mm. end of the star. And I'm looking for white dwarfs with, well, temperatures around 4,000 Kelvin or below.
Okay, that's... Yeah.
Yeah, because cool. the way white dwarfs work, the cooler they get, the slower the cooling is.
Mm-hmm.
So if an object is this cool, it means it's very old.
Okay.
Which would help us constraining the age of the Milky Way. I was also searching for a completely unknown class of objects, like something we didn't expect to find.
Mm-hmm. So something you weren't expecting to find? Like,
well, we didn't know what we were really searching for. That's why we tried to... We didn't look for specific things.
Okay.
We used chi-square template fitting to fit templates to a data set of over 4.7 million objects.
Okay.
And if the fit was bad to any of the given templates, which were stars, white dwarfs, quasars of any sort below the redshift of 5 or 5.9,
mm-hmm.
Or brown dwarfs that are warmer than, say, 500 Kelvin,
mm-hmm.
then they were fitted well with the templates we had
okay.
and were removed from our sample, and we just picked out the objects that couldn't be fitted. So they are considered rare and interesting.
Okay.
So we hoped to find some sort of unknown class of objects, which mm-hmm. we haven't detected as of yet. But we have picked out some moderately interesting objects.
Okay. Just one thing that you said earlier is you used a chi-squared template. Is that some sort of statistical analysis tool?
Yes,
okay.
that is.
Okay, cool. So it's just using statistics. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a statistical tool that also considers errors, which is very important because obviously every observation has errors.
Okay, brilliant. Well, I wish you all the best in the rest of your work and enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you very much. I will.